Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Demai, Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Kayin ve-Levi, shekiblu sada, a Kayin and a Levi that were makabel a field as an aris, ba'arisos. An aris means, so you know by now from the last two Mishnayas, I'm not giving you a set amount. Depending on what the field produces, I'll give you a percentage, maybe a half, maybe a quarter, maybe a third. And they're doing so me Yisrael. The owner of the field is a Yisrael. Zakt de Mishnah, Keshem Shecholken, just like they're going to have to divide with the owner of the field, Bachulin, when it comes to the Chulin, Kach Cholken Betruma. They will also have to divide the Truma. What does this mean? Just like I am going to have to leave over for the owner of the field, say a third of what the field produces, this Kayan cannot say, okay, you're getting the third, you have to take off Truma, so I'm a Kayan, I'll take that Truma. Or for that matter, I'm a Levi, I'll take the Maisa you have to take. No. If the landowner is getting 30%, the landowner has to separate the Truma Semaisris, and the landowner can decide which Kayan or which Levi he wants to give the Truma Semaisris to. That's what the Mishnah means. Kayin v'Levi shekiblu sada miYisrael. If a Kayin or Levi was makabel a field as a sharecropper, as an oris from a Yisrael landowner, you don't automatically have a right to the truma that the landowner is going to separate because you're a Kayin. You don't automatically have a right to the maestris because you're a Levi. Rather, kashem shecholken, just like you have to divide with the balasada bachulin when it comes to the chulin, the part that's not maestris, he keeps his and you keep yours. Kachalkin betruma. If he's getting 30%, then out of that 30%, the truma is his to give to whichever Kayin he wants to give it to. And the maestris are his to give it to whatever Levi he wants to give it to. Rabbi Eliezer argues, Rabbi Eliezer oimer af ha maestris shalahen. No, this Kayin of Levi, they have a right to say, no, we're holding the truma and maestris for ourselves. From the Paris of the Balasada, Shalmanas came bo. That's how we came to the field. Mestam, when a Kayin and Levi becomes an Aris, they do so on the condition that at least we'll get the Trumas and Isris. Of all the Paris of the field, the part that they take home and the part that the owner takes home, even though they didn't make this Tanai Beferish, it's as if they made it Beferish, says Rabbi Eliezer. But the Lach is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe that's why they took over the field, but they're not entitled to it. The owner can give his share of Truma Semaisris to whichever Kayin or Levi he wants, so he does not necessarily have to give it to the Kayin or Levi that worked on the field.